In 41, so 1 year later, we were on vacation with my father, so just my brother and myself and my father. And one evening, about 6 o'clock, he told us, "Oh, I have to go to give a phone call. The private phones were not allowed, so we had to go where there was one." He didn't come back. But we were a bit used to his fantasy, so while he didn't come back, even that night not, but there was the blackout, so when it was too late, we were used that you had to sleep somewhere. But after 3, 4, 5 days, he was still not there. So we knew it was almost time to go back to school. We took our suitcase. We were only 8 and 9. That's really very small. We had to beg money for the tram to go back. And that was quite normal. No, we didn't think that it was something special. And so my father had really disappeared. We didn't hear or know anything before 44. No, we sometimes got some tins of sardines. And they were coming from Portugal. That was a service made from the Belgian security in England, but that I learned only a short time ago that they had a service, so we got sardines. That was the only sign that he was alive. And in February 44, we got a letter, special paper from the prison of Saint-Gilles in Brussels, saying, "You are going to be very astonished. I am in jail, Brussels. Pray for me. I fear the worst." And it's only then that we heard, not everything, but that we heard something of Comet, something what happened, that he had been doing, that he had been sent to France, not to Belgium, because he was, as they say, he was too well known in Belgium, so he stayed in Paris, and that's the story of Comet. So he was and he had been captured with all the other ones. And we as children, we were not allowed to see him. And I remember quite well that we went to the Gestapo to ask a permit for the children to see our father. And I see that Gestapo man taking his chair and saying in German, "You have gesagt, nein." I still hear that noise on the chair. He was officially judged, condemned to death. And short before liberation, he was sent to Germany. He was never in those awful camps. He was always in prisons, which was maybe not better, but different. And by a miracle, same day as Peace Day, the 8th of May, we heard that he was still alive and that he would come back as soon as possible. And that was the most beautiful day of my life.